There are some thoughts that bring us a great feeling of peace. Brother David Johnson will speak on one of those today with a sermon entitled, Our Heavenly Dwelling. His Bible reference for this passage is 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. You likely know that you are listening to the Words of Life program brought to you by the prayers and contributions of Churches of Christ and other believers. This week's program is an effort to tell you about Jesus and the salvation that is found in Him. We now worship our Lord with song.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When
on His glory. meditation of my heart. Be acceptable in my sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.
Please pray with me. Father, it is in the holy name of the resurrected Jesus Christ that we talk to you in prayer. Thank you for listening to us and for providing a way for us to call you Father. Lord, please use the words of this program for your glory. Other faith efforts also need your blessings. Help each one to stand firm against Satan. Some of our listeners are bothered by serious problems. Give them your peace and healing. And Father, help all who claim the name of Jesus to be looking forward to the promised return of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Based upon 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the first five verses, Brother David Johnson will talk to us about our heavenly dwelling.
It's good to be together again as we look into the Word of God. The title for the lesson is Our Heavenly Dwelling. And our primary text is taken from the New Testament, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. Please listen to the Word of God. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. This is the Word of God. Millions of so-called baby boomers born in the years between 1946 and 1964 are at or nearing retirement age. Meantime, the anti-aging industry, at least in America, is in full swing, trying to keep them young enough to enjoy retirement. Some health providers are recommending large doses of believed anti-aging medicines and supplements to prevent or at least slow down the decay of the body's organs. For example, human growth hormones are reported to increase muscle mass and improve memory and heart function. Natural estrogen and progesterone are believed to guard against Alzheimer's and osteoporosis, as well as to relieve symptoms of menopause. The American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine reports that the anti-aging industry annually is a many multi-billion dollar business, and thousands of doctors and specialists have been certified as anti-aging practitioners. One dentist that I read about, who retired at age 61, is convinced of the effectiveness of anti-aging prescriptions and supplements. He, this dentist, spends well over $10,000 a year of testosterone, gel, injections of human growth hormones, and upwards of 30 vitamins and supplements. This 61-year-old claims he feels like a 21-year-old youngster. Now, I'm going to give you a disclaimer here. The foregoing words were copied and in no way, shape, or form represent my personal endorsement as to the aforementioned prescriptions or products' effectiveness. This was copied and verbalized strictly as an introduction to our Bible lesson comprising of 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verses 1 through 5. So let's get started. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. Now we know that if the earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. Now this statement is from the living God, and I do endorse it fully as to its truthfulness. What Paul is referring to is he's stating that in this life, our current physical bodies are like living in an earthly tent, because this body is being destroyed. Like it or not, every one of us are experiencing this. It may be slowed down for some, our lives may be slowed down for some, but it's still being destroyed. The New American Standard Bible, we're talking about our mortal bodies, are decaying, breaking down. The New American Standard Bible states, quote, torn down. All of our bodies suffer the processes of aging. Anti-aging is really a misnomer, but that's only half of the story. Half of verse 1, because the second part is especially uplifting. Paul, inspired of the Holy Spirit, can also confidently affirm, we have a building from God, an eternal house in heaven, not built by human hands. That is, all believers have a heavenly building from God that will surely eventually replace this earthly tent we currently live in. No medicines, no supplements, no doctors required, ever. The present bodies of believers are only temporary, so to speak, like tents are temporary. We await our glorified bodies, which will be permanent, like houses compared to our current tents. This will come to pass. It is a promise from God to all believers. Romans chapter 8 and verse 23 says in part, we ourselves, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our bodies. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 21 also says, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. That is, like the glorious body of Jesus Christ. Of course, Christ, the Son of God, is Creator. He had a part in the creation of the universe. We will always be creatures. We will never be exactly like the Creator, but we will be like the glorious body of Jesus Christ. Therefore, our current wasting away, our current lowly bodies, will be one day transformed into incorruptible, immortal bodies, a fact based on the promise of the living God. Believe it, it's not a mystical fantasy. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 2. Meanwhile, we groan, longing to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, just as the Apostle Paul groaned, yearned for his transformation, his glorification. So are we also weary of frustrations, of disappointments, disease, limitations, weaknesses, sins, and all the rest that is part of this world, this current world system. Paul was referring to longing for his glorified body and the perfections of eternal life without ever aging again. Think of yourself at your very best and multiply that by a trillion plus, and that still falls well short of what believers shall be, perfect in paradise with God. with his holy angels, and with all of the believers that have gone on ahead of us. And all of that for eternity, forever. As temporal beings, we just can't wrap our heads around the concept of eternity. Consider this illustration. If you have a steel ball, solid steel, the size of this earth, 25,000 miles in circumference, and every 1 million years, a little sparrow would be released to land on that steel ball to sharpen his beak and fly away only to come back another 1 million years later and begin again. By the time he would have worn that steel ball down to the size of a BB, a steel BB, like a little pellet, eternity would have barely just begun. Beloved, eternity never ends. And that's where we're headed as believers, as born-again baptized believers. Then Paul writes a curious phrase, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 3. Because when we are clothed, we will not be found naked. Well, what does that mean? Paul here used the word naked as a figure of speech, meaning to be only a spirit without a resurrection body. This was a letter to first century Greek culture, Corinthian Christians, whose culture taught in that day that matter, the body, is evil and spirit is good. Therefore, Paul was debunking that idea that the ultimate goal was to be freed from their bodies and to become disembodied spirits only. Not so for God's glorified people. All of the saved will have tangible, literal, perfect bodies and perfect souls or spirits. According to Scripture, believers are not looking for nirvana with the peace of extinction, not looking for absorption into the divine, not looking for the free separation of the spirit from the body. Believers are looking for the day when God will give a new body, soul, and spirit to all of his saints, a glorified body. Consider 1 John chapter 3 and verse 2. Dear friends, now we are children of God, and what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Is Jesus Christ today a disembodied spirit? No, of course not. Moreover, can one see by sight a disembodied spirit? Well, no. Jesus Christ is eternally a glorified, tangible, visible body, and we shall be like him. Of course, the Son of God remains deity in bodily form and creator of the cosmos, and believers remain creatures in glorified, perfected bodies. And what's that cost going to be to us? $10,000 per year? No, of course not. Jesus Christ paid the cost in full on the cross when he became sin, a sin offering on our behalf. Eternal life for us in perfect bodies is God's free gift to us by his grace, yes, through our persevering faith in him. The Apostle Paul repeats for emphasis the aforementioned truths in summary, 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 4. For while we are in this tent, we groan and are burdened, because we do not wish to be unclothed, but to be clothed with our heavenly dwelling, so that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. That is eternal life. One day, all the saved will be immortal, live forever with God, as God dwells with men, the saved. Then Paul gives us two great insights into God's will for his saints. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 5. Now it is God who has made us for this very purpose, and has given us the Spirit as a deposit, guaranteeing what is to come. This purpose of God, in context, is that believers will receive perfect, glorified bodies, immortal, glorified bodies, incorruptible, immortal, glorified bodies for all eternity. So God's ultimate purpose in salvation is glorification. Jesus stated in John chapter 6 and verse 40, "For my Father's will is that everyone who looks to the Son, S-O-N, the Son of God, and believes in him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Not just extend this current life, not just slow down aging, but glorious eternal life which only God can give. Secondly, all true Christians can have confidence, full confidence, in receiving these glorious promises of God while facing death or the rapture, in the knowledge that God has given us a down payment in advance, a deposit guaranteeing what is to come. It's God's first installment, which is the indwelling Holy Spirit. The indwelling Holy Spirit to born-again baptized believers indicates we are God's possession. As we persevere in Christ Jesus, we cannot be lost, nor forfeit God's promises of glorified bodies and eternal life with God. And oh, by the way, you're and all believers will look and feel like a perfect 21-year-old forever, for free. It's God's gift to the saved.
God has blessed us with a sermon about the future home in heaven. You may write to us regarding what you have heard. You may have a free CD of this and last week's program by asking for CD 2338. That's 2338. Thank you for listening, and we pray that God will bless you and help you in your walk for Him. It is our blessing to tell you that Words of Life is an international program heard on a variety of stations throughout the world. Our mailing address is Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Let me repeat that. Words of Life, Post Office Box 221, Sellersburg, Indiana 47172, USA. Please let us know the call letters of this radio station when you write. Our email address is wol1radio@gmail.com. That's wol1radio@gmail.com. You can listen to Words of Life programs anytime you want by logging on to our website at wordsofliferadio.net. That's wordsofliferadio.net. Our newsletter is also available on this page. This is Wayne Hobbs inviting you to tune in again next week for another program from Words of Life.